Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Act 3, Scene 1. A Public Place. Enter Mercutio, Benvolio, Page, and Servants.
I pray thee, good Mercutio, let's retire. The day is hot, the Capulet's abroad, and if we meet, we shall not scape a brawl, for now these hot days is the mad blood stirring.
Thou art like one of those fellows that, when he enters the confines of a tavern, claps me his sword upon the table and says, God send me no need of thee, and by the operation of the second cup draws it on the drawer, when indeed there is no need. Am I like such a fellow?
Come, come, thou art as hot a jack in thy mood as any in Italy, and as soon moved to be moody, and as soon moody to be moved.
And what two?
Nay, an there were two such, we should have none shortly, for one would kill the other. Thou, why thou wilt quarrel with a man that hath a hair more or a hair less in his beard than thou hast? Thou wilt quarrel with a man for cracking nuts, having no other reason but because thou hast hazel eyes. What eye but such an eye would spy out such a quarrel? Thy head is as full of quarrels as an egg is full of meat, and yet thy head hath been beaten as addle as an egg for quarrelling. Thou hast quarrelled with a man for coughing in the street, because he hath wakened thy dog that hath lain asleep in the sun. Didst thou not fall out with a tailor for wearing his new doublet before Easter, with another for tying his new shoes with old riband? And yet thou wilt tutor me from quarrelling?
And I were so apt to quarrel as thou art, any man should buy the fee simple of my life for an hour and a quarter.
The fee simple? Oh, simple! By my head, here come the Capulets.
By my heel, I care not.
Enter Tybalt and others.
Follow me close, for I will speak to them.
Gentlemen, good den, a word with one of you.
And but one word with one of us, couple it with something, make it a word and a blow.
You shall find me apt enough to that, sir, and you will give me occasion.
Could you not take some occasion without giving?
Mercutio, thou consortest with Romeo.
Consort? What dost thou make us, minstrels? And thou make minstrels of us? Look to hear nothing but discords. Here's my fiddlestick. Here's that shall make you dance. Zounds, consort!
We talk here in the public haunt of men. Either withdraw unto some private place and reason coldly of your grievances, or else depart. Here all eyes gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look, and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure, I.
Enter Romeo.
Well, peace be with you, sir. Here comes my man.
But I'll be hanged, sir, if he wear your livery. Marry, go before to field. He'll be your follower. Your worship, in that sense, may call him man.
Romeo, the hate I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain.
Tybalt, the reason that I have to love thee doth much excuse the appertaining rage to such a greeting. Villain am I none. Therefore, farewell. I see thou knowest me not.
Boy, this shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me. Therefore, turn and draw.
I do protest, I never injured thee, but love thee better than thou canst devise, till thou shalt know the reason of my love, and so, good Capulet, which name I tender as dearly as mine own, be satisfied.
Oh, calm, dishonorable, vile submission! Alla staccata carries it away.
Draws.
Tybalt, you rat-catcher, will you walk?
What wouldst thou have with me?
good king of cats, nothing but one of your 9 lives, that I mean to make bold withal, and as you shall use me hereafter, drybeat the rest of the 8. Will you pluck your sword out of his pitcher by the ears? Make haste, lest mine be about your ears ere it be out.
I am for you.
Drawing.
Gentle Mercutio, put thy rapier up.
Come, sir, your passado.
They fight.
Draw, Benvolio, beat down their weapons. Gentlemen, for shame, forbear this outrage. Tybalt, Mercutio, the prince expressly hath forbidden bandying in Verona streets. Hold, Tybalt. Good Mercutio.
Tybalt, under Romeo's arm, stabs Mercutio and flies with his followers.
I am hurt. A plague on both your houses. I am sped. Is he gone and hath nothing?
What, art thou hurt?
Aye, a scratch, marry, 'tis enough. Where is my page? Go, villain, fetch a surgeon.
Exit page.
Courage, man, the hurt cannot be much.
No, 'tis not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door, but 'tis enough, 'twill serve. Ask for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave man. I am peppered, I warrant, for this world. A plague on both your houses! Zounds, a dog, a rat, a mouse, a cat, to scratch a man to death. A braggart, a rogue, a villain that fights by the book of arithmetic. Why, the devil came you between us. I was hurt under your arm.
I thought all for the best.
Help me into some house, Benvolio, or I shall faint. A plague on both your houses. They have made worm's meat of me. I have it, and soundly to your houses!
Exit Mercutio and Benvolio.
This gentleman, the prince's near ally, my very friend, hath got his mortal hurt in my behalf, my reputation stained with Tybalt's slander. Tybalt, that an hour hath been my kinsman, O, sweet Juliet, thy beauty hath made me effeminate, and in my temper softened valor's steel.
Re-enter Benvolio.
O, Romeo, Romeo, brave Mercutio's dead!
That gallant spirit hath aspired the clouds, which too untimely here did scorn the earth.
This day's black fate on more days doth depend. This but begins the woe others must end.
Here comes the furious Tybalt back again.
Alive in triumph, and Mercutio slain, away to heaven, respective lenity and fire-eyed fury be my conduct now.
Re-enter Tybalt.
Now, Tybalt, take the villain back again. That late thou gavest me for Mercutio's soul is but a little way above our heads, staying for thine to keep him company. Either thou or I or both must go with him.
Thou wretched boy that didst consort him here shalt with him hence.
This shall determine that.
They fight. Tybalt falls.
Romeo, away, be gone. The citizens are up, and Tybalt slain. Stand not amazed. The prince will doom thee death if thou art taken. Hence, be gone, away.
Oh, I am fortune's fool.
Why dost thou stay?
Exit Romeo. Enter citizens, etc.
Which way ran he that killed Mercutio? Tybalt, that murderer, which way ran he?
There lies that Tybalt.
Up, sir, go with me. I charge thee in the prince's name, obey.
Enter prince, attended, Montague, Capulet, their wives, and others.
Where are the vile beginners of this fray?
O noble prince, I can discover all the unlucky manage of this fatal brawl. There lies the man slain by young Romeo, that slew thy kinsman, brave Mercutio.
Tybalt, my cousin, O my brother's child, O prince, O cousin, husband, O the blood is spilt of my dear kinsman. Prince, as thou art true, for blood of ours shed blood of Montague. O cousin, cousin!
Benvolio, who began this bloody fray?
Tybalt here slain, whom Romeo's hand did slay. Romeo, that spoke him fair, bade him bethink how nice the quarrel was, and urged withal your high displeasure. All this uttered with gentle breath, calm look, knees humbly bowed, could not take truce with the unruly spleen of Tybalt, deaf to peace, but that he tilts with piercing steel at bold Mercutio's breast, who all as hot turns deadly point to point, and, with a martial scorn, with one hand beats cold death aside, and with the other sends it back to Tybalt, whose dexterity retorts it. Romeo, he cries aloud, "Hold, friends, friends, part!" And swifter than his tongue, his agile arm beats down their fatal points, and twixt them rushes, underneath whose arm an envious thrust from Tybalt hit the life of stout Mercutio. And then Tybalt fled, but by and by comes back to Romeo, who had but newly entertained revenge, and to it they go like lightning, for ere I could draw to part them was stout Tybalt slain, and as he fell did Romeo turn and fly. This is the truth, or let Benvolio die.
He is a kinsman to the Montague. Affection makes him false. He speaks not true. Some 20 of them fought in this black strife, and all those 20 could but kill one life. I beg for justice, which thou, prince, must give. Romeo slew Tybalt. Romeo must not live.
Romeo slew him, he slew Mercutio. Who now the price of his dear blood doth owe?
Not Romeo, prince, he was Mercutio's friend. His fault concludes but what the law should end, the life of Tybalt.
And for that offense immediately we do exile him hence. I have an interest in your hate's proceeding. My blood for your rude brawls doth lie a-bleeding. But I'll immerse you with so strong a fine that you shall all repent the loss of mine. I will be deaf to pleading and excuses, nor tears nor prayers shall purchase out abuses. Therefore, use none. Let Romeo hence in haste, else when he's found, that hour is his last. Bear hence this body and attend our will. Mercy but murders, pardoning those that kill. They all exit. End of Act 3, Scene 1, read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.